Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzy with you today with Thad Lively of the U.S. Meat Export Federation on beef to China in just a moment.
Well, cattle producers, the first of several great summertime sales from Superior Livestocks coming up on the 14th and 15th of June. It'll be their Corn Belt Classic 19, originating out of Council Bluffs, Iowa. It'll be seen on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. 72,500 head of cattle will be offered, including 12,350 yearling steers, 10,500 yearling heifers, 12,700 weaned calves, and 34,000 calves on cow. Now, the sale will be starting at 9 a.m. Central Time, a little later than some of the other auctions that we normally have on Superior, 9 a.m. Central Time on June 14th and Thursday, June 15th. If you want more information about exactly when the various lots will be selling both days, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call at 800-422-2117. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture has posted the requirements for exporting U.S. beef to China, opening a key market that's been closed to U.S. beef for more than 13 years. Now, the devil's in the details, and Thad Lively, U.S. Meat Export Federation's Senior Vice President for Trade Access, says the requirements for the Chinese marketplace are rather stringent. In fact, it's going to take us a while to get ramped up to sell beef into that marketplace.
This is a day we've waited for a long time. Today, USDA announced the requirements for exporting beef to China, so it is now clearer exactly what we're going to have to do to export to this market. In some respects, the requirements go beyond what we must do to have access to a lot of markets around the world. And as a consequence, I think it's probably realistic to think that in the beginning, anyway, our exports are going to start out pretty slow. We expect that business and that volume to build up over time.
Among the hoops that have to be jumped through, traceability. According to USDA, cattle must be traceable to the U.S. birth farm using a unique identifier. Airtag will work for that. However, it's going to have to be verified along the way. There's a couple of programs that USDA already has in place that will help producers do that. The China USDA Quality System Assessment, QSA, being ramped up, and the U.S. Process Verified Program, PVP, in place as well. Thad Lively acknowledges there's going to be some extra costs associated with getting cattle qualified for the China market, but he says the opportunities are really there.
A number of areas of the agreement, frankly, turned out a lot better than many of us thought they would, even just several months ago. And that's something that we all owe the folks at USDA and the U.S. government more broadly a big thank you for. We have access to the Chinese market under better terms than any other beef exporting country. We're going to have access for far more of the carcass than any of our competitors. That's a big win for all of us. And we will have access for chilled beef. And this is going to be critically important because the customers we're looking at, especially early on, are going to be high-end food service and retail customers in China, and they're going to be looking for chilled beef. And, of course, U.S. beef is going to be positioned in that market at the very top of the market, highest quality product available. And to the extent that we are able to ship chilled, that always helps in terms of establishing our reputation for quality and for having the freshest imported beef in the market.
Thad Lively with the U.S. Meat Export Federation. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The key to a resilient farm and ranch is soil health. Learn to apply soil health principles to enhance grazing and crop production in your operation at a free workshop in Enid, Thursday, July 6th, presented by No-Till on the Plains. Learn from producers experienced in continuous no-till and industry experts on the science beneath the soil. Get tips on livestock integration, cover crops, rotations, and more. Sponsored by Oklahoma State University and Green Cover Seed, visit notill.org for details and registration.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.